Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. Hey, Nancy, you've been busy lately.
Hey, yeah, two nights in a row of theater. Actually, three nights in a row of theater because I saw another show Saturday.
You are dedicated.
I know. I'm an artiste. Yes, I am.
So what would you like to talk about?
Well, let's talk about Trojan Women, a love story at CMU's School of Drama. Mm-hmm. It contemporizes the story, original story by Euripides called Trojan Women. Not a love story. A love story was added by Charles L. Mee. It is an interesting perspective of women and how they are the survivors from war. This particular takes place after the Greeks have conquered the Trojans. Mm. And Paris is dead. Almost all the men are dead. A lot of the children are dead. And these women are left to await their captors to take them into whatever. And it's the conversation between the conquerors and the conquerees. I'm not sure that's
the conquered.
Right. The conquered. Thank you. And there's some really interesting technical things when they're being interrogated by the, I guess the male Hecuba is how I think it's in the program. They're on camera. There's actual camera and we see them. It's sort of like a confessional on like a reality show that you see them being interviewed and you don't really see them because they're behind this piece of the set, but you see them on camera and then there's writing that comes up that looks Greek and it's interesting and very intense. But I found that I laughed a lot.
Were you the only one?
No.
Okay.
No, no.
So it wasn't inappropriate.
Well, it was an older crowd, but an older, very sophisticated crowd. But the Greek chorus starts it, as in most Greek plays, and they were hilarious. So I thought it was going to be hilarious kind of the whole time, and then it got very serious. And it's relevant because everyone has a war that they can think of, you know, Bosnia or even Iraq, and how these people survive and what happens to them and what incredible loss that they go through because these women and children are the victims because they're left with nothing, not the men and not their, some of them lost their children, but also they're taken into sort of slavery by the people who win the war.
Yeah.
So it was very relevant. I thought that Hecuba was really amazing. She led the entire ensemble of amazing women actresses. The set was looked like a frame. It was a big picture frame with furniture all sort of askew and their hair and their clothes were askew and they had very, very interesting uses of contemporary songs that they would sing at moments when they were telling their individual story of who they were, which was very interesting because some of the songs I didn't know, but it was the upper crowd was younger people.
I kind of do that when I'm talking to people. I'll be like, Desperado.
I know. Girls just want to have fun.
There you go.
Or time after time, depending on how much fun you have.
Right.
But I thought it was a really intense and funny production. Clearly, these people are talented. They're not in the School of Drama for nothing. It was directed by Jed Allen Harris. And I'm trying to think of something. It really touched me at times that, you know, what would happen? What would I do? What would any of us do if we were in that position? Because they have to go with them. But their stories were also contemporary. Hmm. So, you know, one had a bunch of abusive husbands. She was married five or six times. And a lot of them died. Interesting. Hmm. And some of the younger characters wore some very funky contemporary, you know, bright colored boots or bright colored tights, and the set pieces being all sort of messed up. All right, I'll say it. Baby Jane. Threw that out for you. But it's an incredibly talented cast, well-directed, relevant, and certainly something that gives you a different perspective on war, which I don't really think I've thought about how the women are affected when all the men are gone and their children are killed in front of them, and how they survive going into another chapter of their, might be the end of their life or the continuation of their life, completely desperate.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and BergVivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find BergVivant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvivant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.